The acting chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, is encouraging TransCanada to start the federal permitting process for an Alaska natural gas pipeline. TransCanada has the state's backing for building a gas line from the North Slope, but the competing project by BP and ConocoPhillips, the Denali project, already started the federal regulatory steps last summer. FERC acting chairman John Wellinghoff says that doesn't mean that TransCanada project is behind. He met yesterday with Mark Myers, the state's new pipeline coordinator. Wellinghoff says his message was that the state should encourage TransCanada to start the process.
The TransCanada people, I think the only thing that I would encourage them to do is to get into pre-filing at FERC. And if they do that, I see them, FERC being able to treat both applications on a fair and equal basis. And from that standpoint, we'll see at the end as to which one may prevail. But I don't see either one as having a leg up at all.
President Obama has said he sees an Alaska gas pipeline project as part of a national energy plan. Wellinghoff says he's gotten that message from the president, too.
Any major energy infrastructure project is a priority for me, and I know it's a priority for Mark Robinson, head of our projects office. So any project of that scale is going to become a priority in our office.
FERC is expected to make its six-month status report on the pipeline to Congress in the coming months. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's hearing promising interest from President Obama on an Alaska gas line. She says in their three conversations in recent weeks, he's brought it up.
In all three occasions, even the one where we're just handshaking across the table, he's made a comment about the gas line.
President Obama has said he wants to see a comprehensive energy plan that includes some expanded development. Murkowski says the focus on natural gas as a cleaner burning fossil fuel makes the Alaska project attractive to the country, not just the state.
He knows that this country is looking for secure sources of clean energy, and natural gas is that. And coming out of Alaska, we've got abundant supplies. But our big problem is how you make it happen. And I think he looks at this as a way to win on domestic production.
Governor Sarah Palin sent a letter to President Obama last week encouraging him to discuss construction of a gas line in an upcoming meeting with Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Obama will visit Canada next week, his first foreign trip since taking office.